This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 57. For Monday, September 14th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were higher on Monday morning. The November canola contract is up $1.40 at $5.19.20 per ton. The January contract is up $1.60 at $5.26.40 per ton. In the most recent production estimates from Statistics Canada, canola production was revised slightly downward to total 19.393 million tons. In August, canola production was estimated at 19.403 million tons. Total wheat production in the country for 2020-21 is now forecast at 34.145 million tons. That is lower than initial estimates, but still the second largest production on record and well above the five-year average. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar limited gains for canola values this morning. The loonie was around 75.9 U.S. cents due to prolonged weakness in the U.S. dollar. Chicago soy oil was stronger on Monday morning, which was supportive of further gains for canola. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about 0.7 of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was mostly stronger this morning. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 129,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China and 318,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. Both sales were made for delivery during the current marketing year. The November soybean contract is up by about 3.5 cents at $9.99 per bushel. October soy oil is up by about 0.7 of a cent at 34.3 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down 2.40 at $3.1750 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger this morning. The USDA announced sales totaling nearly 500,000 tons of corn purchased by China, as well as 106,000 tons of corn purchased by Japan. China's total corn import forecast was raised by 5 million tons to total 7 million tons, following a significant increase in U.S. purchases. The December contract is up by a fraction of a cent at $3.68 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly stronger this morning. Australia's winter wheat production is expected to total 47.9 million tons, which is the second largest on record. Chicago December is up 3 cents at 5.45. Kansas City December is up 3 cents at 4.74. And Minneapolis spring wheat is unchanged from Friday's close in the December contract at 5.32. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.